Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them
the
free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. There is truly so much to talk about in so little time, I know. Biden says the story that he wants to give every illegal family $450,000 is a bunch of garbage. And then the very next day, the White House sends out the message that, you know, Biden's perfectly fine with that. And the blatant denials that CRT, critical race theory, is being taught in our schools are, well, they're beyond offensive. They dodge it by simply renaming it, renaming what they're doing. But the bottom line is they're teaching our children to judge one another by the color of their skin and not by the content of their character. Sort of like Fauci, you know, redefining gain-of-function research in a way that he can sit there and say he doesn't support gain-of-function research when what he is supporting is, in fact, gain-of-function research. What do you do when you're dealing with this sort of snake that slithers left and right, smoothly slipping away from the grip of truth? It's like trying to pick up mercury. You know, that stuff splits and scatters, but then recombines like nothing ever happened to it, you know? Or to use a boxing metaphor, they dodge, duck, shuffle, sidestep, cover up, slip, turn, and dance. I think we're getting distracted from being laser-focused on the main issues because we're chasing, well, countermeasures, you know what I mean? When a missile is chasing a target, countermeasures are released to take the missile off target. Well, they do this in part by putting so many targets in front of the missile, it gets distracted from the primary target. The left is pumping out the countermeasures and successfully misdirecting our efforts or our missiles. I can't stress enough the importance that we remain focused on the 2020 steal. I realize that the Russian collusion hoax, the J6 political prisoners, deeply disturbing, the Afghanistan fiasco, terribly disturbing, the pedo jabbers after our children with this vaccine, and the whole mandate madness, you know, the CRT, the LGBTQ agendas, and so border insecurity, all of this. None of it can be dismissed as mere countermeasures and so therefore ignored, but it is true they can become so overwhelming that we lose energy and focus on the one overarching issue that ties all of this together. So allow me to make an effort to address this today. Friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic. A gourmet meal for the mind.
We cannot forget about the 2020 steal and the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, invasion of our country. Many news items today serve as, well, like flares and chaff to misdirect our missiles or our efforts, keeping us from engaging the primary target. No doubt our enemies intend this, to get us off focus on real targets. On the other hand, we must be careful here because while I think the CCP attack on America must remain our primary target, and specifically the attack on the people's right to choose our representatives, all these other concerns, the Russian collusion hoax, the J6 political prisoner horror, the pedo jabbers, the Afghanistan mess, the whole mandate madness, the CRT and LGBTQ agendas, border insecurity, all of this arise from the attack. And every one of them is launched upon us on the basis of the foundation of that 2020 election steal. None of this would be going forward if the CCP and their treasonous operatives in our government had not succeeded to steal from the people their right to choose their own representatives in government. So that's the key, you see. We cannot lose focus on that. Nevertheless, neither can we afford to ignore what the CCP has unleashed upon us through the current evil administration of the betrayer-in-chief, Biden and his handlers. True, these things can overwhelm us and divide our attention until our efforts are diluted to the place we become ineffective. So we need a strategy that will aggressively address these issues while remaining focused on the primary target, restoring election integrity. returning to the people their fundamental right to choose their representatives. I totally feel the frustration you must feel that it appears many of our mainstream conservatives have decided to let go of the stolen election issue and turn their attention to the future. You know, let's just focus on the future, 2022 and 2024 and all that. Now, we must do that, of course, but you're not going to have a 2022 or 2024 unless you deal with the 2020 stolen election. Sometimes our conservative spokesmen and women get caught up in the flow of the narrative, if you will. You know, frankly, it's easier to move along with the flow and the current narrative, entendre intended, than it is to always be pushing and fighting against it. Listen up, I got an important missile of insight, you know, coming right at you, don't duck. We have lost more than one conservative soldier who got washed away and brought into the current. It's a little hard to explain, but I think I can manage it. Follow along here. What I mean is, trying to swim upstream, I understand, is a constant fight against natural inertia, coupled with the inclination in all of us to move along the path of least resistance. Now, of course, there are evildoers who planned and facilitated the theft of the people's right to choose, and they certainly do put forward major resistance against any effort to expose and correct that evil. But there is also a natural inertia that we come up against among politicians to continue moving in, you know, the ruts they're accustomed to. This natural inertia among politicians to continue moving in the direction to which they're accustomed is difficult to work around because they end up being a resistance to what's needed to be done in and of themselves. It's trying to get these guys to turn around and move upstream against the enormous resistance they know they're going to face if they turn full attention to correcting the 2020 election is something that, frankly, adds resistance against those of us who want to get this done. In other words, often the very people we might look to for help are reluctant to get involved, and inadvertently, I think in most cases, they add resistance against getting justice, and it's because of this natural inertia issue. And then there's the powerful natural urge and tendency we all have to move toward an object using the paths of least resistance. But you can't always do that. Think about it. If you go head on for full forensic audits in every state, well, you're going to face huge opposition from the thieves and then additional resistance from those stuck in inertia. And so the natural thing to do is what? Follow a path that avoids this resistance. And do you know what that path is? It's all, well, okay, so we lost that one. Too bad. Let's focus on the next one. Let's focus on 2022 and 2024. And so justice is denied to the people. The evildoers got to steal the people's sacred right to choose their representatives. And then they get to use what they stole from us to put evil men and women into power over us, happening now in New Jersey, better watch, who are right now proceeding to steal our liberties and bring us into total bondage, to make us slaves. It allows them to use what they stole from us to entrench themselves even more deeply and to kind of cement the deep state into its position and get deep in the bunkers in our government and into our lives. It says to them, okay, you've got time to prepare now for stealing the 2022, 2024. Don't worry about 2020. It's done. It's over. You got it. You won. So now you can focus all your energy on 2024. You'll have to be a bit more clever, of course, and careful, you know. You're going to have to let some Republicans win from time to time, you know. Might have to give up a Youngkin here and there, you know, and throw McAuliffe under the bus from time to time. But, you know, even our strongest allies fall for this. But you don't have to worry about anybody throwing you into jail for your crimes. You can count on inertia and the cowardly tendency to follow the path of least resistance to work in your favor. Even our strongest allies fall for this when it comes to the election. Hannity, Bongino, and I love them both. I guess all of them really have given up on getting justice for the people's right to choose their electors. Inertia and fear of the retaliation they're going to experience is a lot of this. You know, if they push hard for justice in the elections, and this dissuades them. It's just too much. Inadvertently, they become facilitators of the steal. Ignoring the steal is to facilitate it. The resistance we face against pushing for forensic audits and fighting the fierce resistance we will face, you know, I get it. It's easier to go along with the force of the current and move with it. You understand what I'm saying? And say, oh, well, okay, we lost that one, moving with it. It was bad. What they did was wrong. It was theft. It was evil. But there's no insistence on correcting it. They throw up their hands and yield to it. They don't resist the devil. They assist him. It's like in a boxing match, they're cornered, but they don't have the courage and the conviction to fight and duke them, their way out of the corner. The wrong has hit them repeatedly. Stuff like there's no precedent for overturning the presidential election. You can't expect to do that. Really? That defeats you? What a wimp. There is no legal precedent for stealing an election either, you know. Who does not know that a thief does not get to keep what he stole? Make precedent. Don't you know nothing was precedent before it became precedent? You get, oh, for heaven's sake. You don't need precedent to act. You need to have good sense to know that what's happened here is wrong and that it needs to be corrected. And you need the courage to do something about it. But because when we start doing something, the backlash is severe and strong. And we're up against an enemy that can string out the offense, you know. And we just come to say, oh, well, 2020 was stolen. Let's let them have what they stole and let's complain about it and, you know, and so on. But we'll fix it in 2022 or 2024. Yield to the theft? What? Start talking about 2022, 2024 before you've dealt with 2020. That's perfect for them. Now you're moving with the flow of the enemy. See, they got it. They're running with it. You're going along with it. And they get to set up the next steal now. They're holding the power they've stolen. They can use that to put everything in place they need to steal it again. Meanwhile, the Red Dragon in Beijing licks his chops and sharpens his chopsticks, preparing for the anticipated meal of chop suey, used by an outlier group as a metaphor for suicide, by the way. And the group's lead singer, I think it was the lead singer, a member of the band anyway, said anyone who likes their music and Trump is a hypocrite. So you know where that guy's coming from in that group. Chop suey, baby. Yo, dragons, scrape the splinters off your chopsticks. Get ready. Catch the drool. Lick the chops. Because even conservatives here are in the kitchen cooking up your chop suey. I'm just saying, yielding to the thieves, the stolen power to reign over us like tyrants is, well, you're like helping in the kitchen with the chop suey or national suicide. I guess you could say, it's the conservatives' version of let the thieves come into your stores and steal up to, what is it, $950 here in California? Let them just walk out with almost $1,000 worth of stuff and don't do anything. Just stand there and watch them on video stealing the election and, you know, try, but do nothing. And the law does nothing. Don't you get it? Let them terrorize your cities and the law does nothing. Let them steal your elections and the law does nothing. How long are you going to put up with that? The perpetrators don't care if you complain so long as you don't do anything about it. So here's the thing. The wicked will continually operate just beyond the reach of justice so long as truth remains in the street and not on the pillar where Jesus set it. You know that Jesus set the church in the world as the pillar and ground of the truth. That's what the Bible says. And so long as the church kicks the truth to the curb and refuses to speak up to these lies, well, Satan is using them then to blind men's minds so he can keep the light of the glorious gospel from penetrating their conscience. Have you ever thought about what this means? Hold on to the break and we'll talk about it on the other side. I know many listening to me don't attend church and many who are not particularly committed to the Bible as the Word of God. But all of us, please consider, see where we have come as a nation since we turned our back on the Bible and on the Lord Jesus Christ's church. I'll be right back.
The choice is clear. One side wants to remove America out from under God. The other side wants to reaffirm America as one nation under God. One side wants to force homosexuality, promiscuity, and abortion to term on all of us. They want to force us to recognize 51 genders. They want to take away our right to self-defense. They want to encourage men to think they're girls and force our girls to compete with men in athletics. They are unreasonable and wicked. We must stand against this. On. Choose your side, the spirit of Jesus Christ and liberty, or the spirit of Antichrist and tyranny.
Every corruption we see in our houses of government began in our houses of worship. Christians began departing from the founders of our faith and ignoring God's laws long before our politicians began departing from our founders and ignoring the laws of our land. Revival must begin in the house of God with a return to the old paths. Lighthouse Baptist Church invites you to join us on the old path.
Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march. An enemy that is right now stealing from us our liberties. There's so much to deal with. I think it's important to address issues like the pandemic fraud, including the mask and vaccine mandate madness. I mean, it is a madness. I saw a video of this guy who rolled up to a fast food service window to pick up his coffee, and the idiot spent, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes spraying the cup with what I guess was sanitizer before he would take it. Then he takes the lid off, throws it into the store, and he leaves, and then this lady on the plane I saw flipped out because the person in the seat next to her did not have proof of vaccination, so she didn't want to sit next to him. I mean, there are people who are losing their minds over all this, and they start with the people who drive around in their car all by themselves, windows up, and a mask on. Good heavens. The J6 insurrection fraud, the whole woke thing, all of it. Pronoun Nazis, CRT pushed on our children, parents bringing a book available to the children in their schools and reading parts of it to a school board member or to a school board panel, only to have the school board object. That material is not suitable. You've got to be kidding me. It's all totally insane. And all of this needs to be addressed with the truth of God's word in order to break the hold of the blindness. Satan is using these lies to blind their minds so the light of the glorious gospel cannot break in upon their darkness and guide them to the truth. Consider the supernatural power of the jab. Wow, turns kids into superheroes. These people are so devilish. Provides protection against all diseases. Did you hear about that? Yeah, they're trying to push this out there that the COVID vaccine actually gives you protection against all diseases. It's unbelievable. Unvaccinated, looking smarter every day, my friend. A vaccine that does not protect the vaccinated and does not even prevent them from spreading it to others. Mandated on people who are unvaccinated, many of whom have natural immunity that does protect from the disease and does prevent from spreading it. So, yeah, you know, it's not about the disease caused by SARS-CoV-2. It's about getting everyone under the Gates Fauci needles. 12,000 Air Force personnel ready to walk away over vaccine mandates. 1,887 Washington State employees fired or walk off the job over mandates. 11 states filing lawsuits against Biden's vaccine mandate, where he's trying to force it on employers through OSHA. How evil is this? That's Missouri, Arizona, Nebraska, Montana, Arkansas, Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, Alaska, New Hampshire, Wyoming, and Florida is coming on into this. I heard DeSantis say so. So Paul sets Fauci's pants on fire. Did you see that? Wow. I can't wait to go over that with you in our comfort and counsel visit tonight, but I can't take the time for it now. The Lord just sort of turned me to a different track here. Okay, COVID censorship is destroying U.S. media credibility worldwide. A pastor in Canada is told what he can preach and what he can't preach. He's told by the government that he's going to have to express the views of the government's medical establishment, you know, a little CCP here. There is change in the air, however. Tuesday was a seismic shift. What does it tell us, right? Edward Durr, the trucker that ran over Sweeney in New Jersey. Yeah, Durr spent well under $5,000 total, only $553 out of his own pocket, I understand. He beat a lifelong Democrat who served as president of the Senate in New Jersey for, well, I think forever. And this guy pumped a cool million into his campaign. And then this trucker out of nowhere comes up, beats him. Murphy's hanging on by a thread, or I should say by a Dominion machine failure. Yeah, 56 Dominion machines were shut down before they were counted. Jack Cietrelli, how do you say his name, bless his heart, was leading. But then at 1:54 a.m., one of those little stops, you know, and let's take a look and so on. And then in the morning, Murphy's up. But there were 56 machines holding votes that have not yet been counted. So we'll have to wait and see. That would be a huge upset. As you know, in Virginia, it went very badly for the Dems. Or did it? The guy that won is a soft conservative. Yo Youngkin, yeah, kind of a... He's sort of a moderate, probably turned out to be a rhino. And some think this was not a win for conservatism. Well, we'll see. Some think this race was allowed to go to the Republicans as a way of, well, sending a message. You know, see, mail-in ballots don't interfere with outcomes. The enemy has to be a little more cautious moving forward with their theft scenarios. And then there's the indictment. Danchenko arrested for alleged conspiracy to commit fraud by lying to the FBI. Whoa. Many believe this is big. Danchenko, well, he'll give up everything, pointing to Hillary and all the media colluders. Others like Bongino think maybe it's just chum in the water to misdirect the Patriots. You know, he thinks they are developing an escape hatch or escape route for Hillary and the Democratic Party. It could be. Danchenko fooled them all, right? That would be they'll make him the scapegoat, in other words. And that raises the question, how does Durham proceed to get justice in a Biden-controlled Department of Justice? Perhaps the answer is to just slowly increase the heat, you know. Anyway, read through the indictment, and you'll see there is much seriously damaging information. Here's what appears this guy was all about. The Trump-Russia collusion story started with Danchenko, right? However, he got his information from PR chairman, public relations chairman, who worked for the Clintons, fed the story to Danchenko. So it's hoped, you see, that connection will provide a route to get to Hillary. How does Durham get justice in a Biden administration? Did the DOJ allow for this Durham indictment arrest to say, looky here, we did something, so now we can just walk away from this and put it to rest? This middleman made it all up, and it's all on him. Did they get to Durham? Big problem is, why is it taking so long? All right. Charles Dolan, that's the Clinton operative I spoke about, we now know, fed the story to Danchenko, who then in turn fed it to the FBI. There is a line of thought that says when you hear people like Natasha Bertrand, Adam Goldman, Charlie Savage, David Corn, Rachel Maddow, you see these people all come together admitting that the dossier was fake. What? These are the same people who were assuring everybody, insisting that it was genuine. You know, when this kind of thing happens, you got to know this wasn't by accident. When they do this sort of thing, it's obviously part of the plan to dodge justice. It means this might not be the big deal we want it to be, or so supposes Bongino. His concerns should be noted. Danchenko stops you from making the case that it was a conspiracy from higher-ups and the Democratic Party because it positions him as the fall guy, the total scapegoat to take it all. Yeah, but there is this thing about Charles Dolan, an operative of Clinton. What about him? What about that? So the idea is that we all know the New York Times is virtually the stenographers for the deep state. Remember, the New York Times took lead, pushing hard the story that the dossier was credible. But now New York Times, Savage, and Goldman suddenly flip on this and refer to the dossier as, quote, a compendium of rumors and unproved assertions, end quote. They were the opposite of that not too long ago, without even blinking an eye, as if this is what they understood all along, and they probably did, and then throw all the blame on the scapegoat. It's like, we will give you this admission that the dossier was fake. We'll let you have that. But now you back off pursuing this to its ultimate source, Hillary et al. Well, maybe. But it could be just another move on the part of the Hillary Obama Soros triumvirate to escape arrest. Or in other words, it's maybe both of these things. In other words, this is the latest move by Durham. And then what we're watching from the left is their counter move. You know, the counter move by the enemy. But in my opinion, these guys admitting that they were totally wrong about the dossier is huge, no matter how you look at it. Come on. The left can only take so much exposure before they're going to be looking around at each other and seeing, you know, each other's privies. You know what I mean? I mean, they're just standing there totally naked. They lose credibility among their own every time this sort of thing happens, and this was huge. Biden is already swirling in the toilet in the polls, even among his own base. Now, patriots can counter their liberal friends with this solid admission from them that everything they believed about Trump colluding with Russia was a lie, and that they all fell for it. Britt Hume said, quote, "The allegations cast new uncertainty on some past reporting on the dossier by news organizations, including the Washington Post," end quote. Ever the gentleman, I guess. Yeah, you think? So all this is going on and on and on and on. And we're chasing all these flares and chaff. And we must. Because while it's true that the stolen election is, I believe, the primary target we should be focused on, we're forced to deal with all that has been unleashed upon us because of the stolen election. Just don't forget, the primary target that fixes everything is correcting the 2020 stolen election. So let me return to my opening theme. So long as the church is kicking truth to the curb in the streets of the world, the wicked will continue to do their evil deeds just outside the reach of justice. And that's because of a little something the Bible says in Isaiah 59:14. If you read it, you'll understand. You don't have a Bible? Okay, I'll read it to you. "Judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter," quote unquote. Search your own heart right now. Just think about this and answer this question. Does anyone listening to me think this would be happening if America as a nation, as a whole, had not turned her back on God so many years ago? This is not something that just happened overnight. I know some will answer this question differently than others, but I'm asking my audience. You know that none of this would be going on, would be tolerated by our founders or by their generation, nor would it have been tolerated by our great-grandparents' generation or even our grandparents' generation. But seeds that were planted back then have grown into our current situation here, seeds of rationalism, throwing the Bible and prayer out of our schools, ripping down the Ten Commandments and putting up the LGBTQ flag instead. It has been a process of turning our backs to the God of our founders. And the church, which Jesus placed in the earth to be the pillar and ground of the truth, has just folded, it seems, disappeared on the issues. Hear the rebuke of God from the prophet Jeremiah. "The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof?" Now, we're seeing the end thereof. So what will you do? That's the question. And Jeremiah answers. He tells us what to do. "Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings." He said, "Stop, stand in the way, ask for the old paths and walk therein. Come back to the Bible. Come back to the house of God, the pillar and ground of the truth." You know, the lighthouse stands, wrestles, and resists. You know where we stand. At the lighthouse, the truth is on the pillar. It is not kicked aside in the streets. This is the only way we get justice to enter, when truth is honored on the pillar where Jesus put it. The church has the truth that we need for today. Now, I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 and leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Or go to brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage, one word, lowercase, you know the drill, .net. Find the contact button, send me an email. God bless you. God bless America. And I trust I'll see you in church.
Go to God's War 2020.com.